This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're doing first-time callers in this second hour today. First-time callers, please. Give folks a chance. I'd like to hear what you think about all the news we just covered. Bill Clinton tied into giant pedophile rings. That's coming up. We've got the light bulbs in your house controlled by signals from your television. Told you that was coming about 6-7 years ago. Got ridiculed. In fact, guys, search engine Alex Jones thinks your light bulbs are watching you or your light bulbs are controlling you. Because they admitted they'll flicker to calm the public, Homeland Security, and they'll interface with your devices and your TV and other, quote, smart hubs with the electrical impulses, with the data down power line, to monitor you and your family. In fact, I don't want to just read this article coming up out of Inside TV, Entertainment Weekly, because it's all like cheese on the mousetrap, how wonderful it is for the trendies. Ah, I love it. Oh. Pull me Watson's article from 6-7 years ago about Google announces that it's watching and listening to you, and then the one from a month ago where the smart TV that Samsung says, yes, we're watching and listening to you and giving your data to third parties, and it's no big deal, so watch what you say. They actually say, so watch your mouth. They don't just say we're watching you. Watch your mouth. Yeah, there's Google knows when you're home. That's okay by Paul Watson. The one I want is from 2006. And I think it's Google files patent, or your TV's watching you, prisonplanet.com. Because it's important we show people, you know, 9-10 years ago. Not to brag, just so you know that it may sound insane to say that we, mammals, but other creatures as well, have electromagnetic cells in our brains that interface with the sun and with electromagnetic fields, and that those are being manipulated by DARPA. I mean, DARPA said that, and I read that in the Baltimore Sun in 1998. And I read it in hundreds of publications since then. I just read hundreds of articles every day. And it was back in the news last week that, oh, SEALs have magnetic brains off and have natural GPS, and they think humans have them. And they think humans have two eyeballs. They think Moses was a human. They think the sky's blue at high noon. The turkeys say gobble, gobble. I mean, really, all I'm doing here is pointing out what's going on. And I use a few examples that everybody knows about. Tuskegee experiments and glowing cats and glowing monkeys and spider goats. And then the Young Turks, God bless them, because they're talented, smart people. Even though Sinker, or whatever his name is, wife's a CPS worker. They clip it together and make fun of me. It sounds funny to talk about glowing cats and HIV and pharmacological corn and spider goats. But see, it's not funny. And when your kid is 20 years old and you're 60 or whatever it is, and they're dying of an advanced brain tumor that didn't exist a few years before, it's in the news today that the young people are having strokes at exponential numbers. No one's going to tell you why it's happening. I'm just trying to tell you. And it's very sick to sit here day in, day out, knowing I'm right, knowing I'm spot on, knowing that the Pentagon listens and foreign governments listen. It's come out in emails and come out in WikiLeaks and totally freaks me out because I'm not on a power trip. I'm on the opposite. I just don't even want to do this anymore. It's completely overwhelming me. It's completely over the top. Why do I have to sit here and explain to people how this is crazy? Because the average man is in a love affair with all these men in suits acting so professional. Oh, yeah, he's coming up. The defense will run this, and the offense will run that. Oh, it's so important. Look at this person. And like, guys, I went to a movie this weekend, and the guy said, did you see that Cowboys game? He saw me there. I said, no, I didn't see it. He goes, what? You didn't see that? It's on right now. It just ended. It's incredible. And I was like, Yeah, just kind of in another industry. She's like, oh, sure, whatever. Okay, whatever, man. See, I wasn't manly. I hadn't succeeded in life. I hadn't challenged world government and affected the planet.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know the fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com and to help others during Christmas by teaching them about the powerful benefits of silver. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Really focused in this hour. We're also going to take your phone calls for first-time callers on the bombshell nanny state EPA now through local zoning departments under Agenda 21 and the United Nations officially are banning any type of barbecue pits, fire pits, or fireplaces where smoke is, quote, visible. We covered all that mainstream news out of the Oregonian last hour. And I know that's ancient news for our listeners, but, I mean, I made a film about it in 2006, 2007, Endgame, but it's now happening. Happened in Europe back then, was being phased in. Now it's here. Global government, the exact same policies, just phased in different points in different ways. We're going to get into what's really behind the low oil prices in a moment and tie it into 11 predictions of economic disaster in 2015 from top experts all over the globe. And we're going to get into stories so huge, so incredible, so over the top that I really should spend all 3 hours on this someday this week. It's ensnared Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Chelsea Clinton, with a top donor who they vacation with, who they stay with hundreds of times, who Prince Charles's brother stays with, who the Queen hangs out with. And there's so many of these people, who is a convicted pedophile. And now it's coming out, had sex slaves in the Caribbean, in dungeons. Now, we've told you for years this is going on, and a lot of it keeps coming out. But when I think about the sheer amount of proof with DynCorp subsidiaries, the UN, it's just hard for me to believe there's this many ghouls. But it's all coming out. And the other big question is, why is it all coming out now? So that's coming up. We've also got a very important article by Kit Daniels, The Worst of Obama Staged Photo Ops, that gets into the how they create imaging. U.S. drone fleet at breaking point over operator shortage. Now there's not even soap, as the president of Venezuela heads to China to save socialist utopia of Venezuela as it collapses. Samsung Smart TV records personal conversations and sends them to third parties. I mentioned that from a few months ago we wrote about. We also wrote about it back in 2008, 2006. Companies try to cover up move to watch consumers via TVs. Google patent seeks to transmit your cell phone voice to law enforcement without warrant. Mainstream media finally admits that television can spy on you. It's not that it can, it is. That dovetails with the announcement by Entertainment Weekly. The next level of television rolling out next week. Your television, without asking, is going to interface with the federally, globally mandated light bulbs. And track everything you do. The circle is now complete. Who was it? Well, it was a whole bunch of publications. Went through all the wildest stuff I've covered. Not that I said, I just covered it. Back then it was in Pentagon and DARPA press releases. Wasn't even secret. But they knew it would sound crazy to listeners. It was in AP like 5 years ago, too, that they announced in Minnesota that, oh, there's a grant to the local police departments in Minneapolis and St. Paul where new light bulbs will interface with the police computers, but only some in testing areas. But the light bulbs can also send out a flicker rate found to soothe the officers during troubling times. If you wanted mind control, where would you stick it? You'd stick it in the police department first. Folks, you're not in Kansas. They can make you have a convulsion with flicker rates on televisions 50 years ago. They did tests in Japan and limited on one cable system in New York 14 years ago. No, 15 years ago. It was in 2000. Causing 100 plus thousand convulsions in Tokyo alone and causing almost as many in New York. Activist post for an article, 10 Modern Methods of Mind Control. If you don't believe me, Google Pokemon causes convulsions. The red eyes would gleam in the little monster, and the children would begin flopping everywhere, including biting their little tongues off. Now, I know this sounds insane, because it is. Trippy. Oh, see, it's trippy, the trendies that are all into their tech. Oh, there's the banned Pokemon episode that gave children seizures. See, there's the headline. Let me go back, though, to the new article today. Trippy. Oh, it's trippy. Oh. Imagine you get caught looking through somebody's bedroom window at them having sex, and they start beating your brains out. You go, hey, it's just trippy. It's trendy. Trippy and trendy kind of go together. 12 monkeys to control your room's lighting. A new series is coming out about a biological weapon wiping out almost everyone. Based on the movie, and it's the pioneer show that will control the light bulbs in your house. Ah! Entertainment Weekly. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Will I get an apology from MSNBC? I'm trying to go from memory. I got attacked a bunch. Google Alex Jones thinks light bulbs are controlling you, or light bulbs are watching you, or light bulbs are controlling your computers. I just want to show people how it was so funny, even though they trimmed in the videos they played. I'm trying to remember who did it. It's a couple publications in TV. To where it just had me going, the light bulbs will interface with your computer and are used for flicker rates for mind control. And they just play that, and it sounds like I'm totally crazy, and I don't care, because I'm telling the truth. They didn't show, there it is, Alex Jones, light bulbs are spying on you. Yeah, that's just a site making a joke out of them. But then that gets picked up. It's so funny, though. It's so funny that we told you a decade before anybody and before they came out in Wired magazine 3 years ago and said, yeah, your washing machine is watching and listening to you. We can break. I mean, I remember when we first broke open and Scientific Atlantic cable box and had a hidden microphone in it like 17 years ago. I got death threats over it. Full-grown men calling up, going, you went too far, you little bleeper. One more time, and I'm telling you, it's over for you and your family. You shut your mouth about what the... Because they had a backlash on access television. I broke that thing open. And back then, you know, 1998 or so, you weren't supposed to know they were listening to you before there was voice activation, all that. And it was a big deal there was a microphone in it. There was a... We got to find that tape. But see, now this is like a big deal. There's a microphone. My Kinect can look through walls. I can sit on the toilet in another room and still play. It sees me. My Xbox, my... See how it's, oh, it's so fun. Your TV interfaces with your light bulbs. The government just so happened to mandate a decade ago that just so happened to become law 3 years ago worldwide. There's no global government, though. They've got it. This unification, this continuity of agenda, down to that point. Here's the toll-free number for first-time callers on any of these subjects. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. So, 800-259-9231. On this live Tuesday, the 6th day of January, 2015. Now, let's get into the energy sector. Your energy prices are going up on almost every front except oil, and that's because Saudi Arabia and OPEC want to have a corner on the oil market to charge at least $10. Is what they see. The UN says up to $18 a gallon for gas because it's good for the earth. No, it's good for the globalists to take your discretionary income to make you poor so you're politically so busy you're not politically involved. And that's all been stated so many times by the globalists using making you poor as a tool of social control. Enter Cloward and Piven and many other well-known examples of this theorem spelled out and wrote writ large with the bona fides. Now, that said, backing away from this, the big enchilada is bankrupting Russia, so then the globalists can charge whatever amount they want. OPEC had been criticizing Russia for selling oil at low prices. You'd seen the drop the last few years mainly because of that from the all-time high. They've also been pre-positioning the public that if oil prices ever went down, the answer would be because of tax revenue supposedly going down. No, the tax is tagged on regardless. That's another thing they play on your ignorance, on the public's ignorance, that they would start upping the taxes by the mile and taxes at the pump as a carbon tax. So also, oh, your oil prices went down to a dollar. You know, they're as low as a $2, and in some areas of the U.S. even lower now. So they're going to keep dropping it for a while they bankrupt Russia, while they bankrupt the oil patch. See, Saudi Arabia had dual enemies. Russia was drilling and developing and letting wildcatters in, as well as state-run systems. But wildcatters and other companies had basically drilled all over the U.S. and were already bringing prices down. So they're bringing them artificially low, below market threshold, to bankrupt them as well. And we said this months ago. It's now admitted all over the news. Stacks of articles are here in front of me. We're going to skip this network break because this is so important. I don't want to break thought here. Low oil prices pave the way for new carbon taxes. That's out of CNBC News. Oh, you see, they didn't want to raise taxes because energy was already too expensive, but now we can at the pump charge you a carbon tax. Oh, but guess what? Now by global treaty and law, worldwide, all new cars, whether they're made in China, South Korea, the U.S., Canada, Mexico, Japan, it doesn't matter. They all have a global standardized box that's GPS that you have to pay for in the cost of the car, even though it's not hooked up to your display. It's there. You're paying for it to tax you by the mile, and more than 20 U.S. cities are already doing the pilots, which will then, so you'll be taxed by the mile, tracking everything you do, and at the pump, and basically at the wellhead as well. When prominent members of both political parties talk about the possibility of taxing fossil fuels, you know something serious has shifted in U.S. policies. Yeah, you got Republican leadership working with Obama. On Monday morning, former Treasury Secretary Lawrence Summers, the guy that brought us derivatives, a largely pro-business Democrat, that's funny, published a column in the Washington Post calling for the imposition of a carbon tax, which they always say doesn't exist when you argue against it until you're living under it. Kind of like Obamacare didn't have death panels or didn't increase your prices or you could keep your doctor or you didn't build your business or raising the debt limit doesn't raise the debt limit and other such 2 plus 2 equals 10 statements. Here's another one. Here's why gas increases make sense. Auto Nation. WTI falls below 49 to new 5.5-year low. U.S. crude oil fell to 49. Last week we had articles on InfoWars.com warning you by our analyst that this was economic warfare against America as well, folks. It'll only help us for the short term. Long term, it spells they're planning to take us into a depression. OPEC trying to punish U.S. oil frackers. Wow. I can't believe CNBC actually told the truth for once. I remember 2 years ago we learned all these anti-fracking films, and I'm not endorsing fracking either. Folks need to get this through their heads, new listeners. I don't just fall on one side or the other when it's a multifaceted issue. Some things are black and white. But usually, the point is, fracking's got some problems, and it's been abused in areas. It gets over-exaggerated how bad it is. And when Matt Damon comes out against it with George Clooney, and Obama comes out against it, and then you find out the Saudis are buying up oil fracking companies just to shut them down and financing every one of these stinking films, you know what's going on. Same thing. Shut Russia down. It was the Saudis financed all this peak oil stuff. They're finding so much oil, it makes your head spin. We've been getting raped for a decade as they raise oil prices. But see, now they've devalued the dollar so much, oil prices should be high. Because the dollar's been devalued. The prices really aren't high, it's just the dollar's been devalued. But now that they've devalued the dollar, you've got to have somewhat high oil prices. Because then it won't be enough to get it out of the ground. Then you'll have a collapse of the market and then a huge spike later, which is what the globalists are doing. My family used to run a lot of cattle. They still own some just for the tax break, which we can't even hardly pay for our land. Our property taxes is not our land. Had it since 1829, and it just gets smaller all the time as we can't pay the property taxes. But riddle me this, Batman. How are oil prices connected to an example of beef? Well, riddle me this. If beef prices are at all-time highs, but farmers and ranchers are going out of business everywhere saying they can't make a living in it, what's happening? A fixed market where all of the small meat packers essentially have been shut down. There's a big four left that uses illegal alien labor and is exempt, basically. And they are able to then control the market, buy it at an extremely low price by cost collusion from the producer, and then jack it up to whatever price they want, delivering it to your table. Maximizing record profits, not through free market, but by rigging the system. And it's the same thing with the oil companies. An Associated Press investigation, you got to hand it to them, from 2001, found that in secret meetings in 1995 and 1996, the Big 12 oil companies met in New York and other cities more than 100 times. I'm going from memory on this. You can look it up. to work with the EPA and to fund environmental groups to shut down oil refineries they didn't own and to shut down some of the ones they already owned to ensure massive profits and a bottleneck at the refining level of Brent and sweet crude. You understand now? Same thing with beef, same thing with oil. And that's why I saw the numbers last week. For what oil is a barrel, you should be paying about $1.35 on average. It varies on where you are for shipping. But you're not. You're paying over $2 right now. See, so they're still going to gang rape you. Even though they're going to get the oil for cheaper now, they're going to sell it to you in the aggregate and basically get the same thing. And then tell you, oh, our tax receipts have gone down because oil prices have gone down, when it has nothing to do with that. It's tacked on at the state and federal level regardless. And if they needed more money, they just raised the gas tax. But if you search the term gas revenues, gas tax revenues at record level, you'll find that they're at record levels with the latest numbers we have in 2013. Guys, please search for TV viewers so they can test my memory. Gas tax revenue at record high. You can see the 20-year graph there. It just goes up and up and up, only dropping in its acceleration parabolically, still going up, but dropping in the parabolic rate because prices were so high the last 4 or 5 years that consumption went down. But still, the receipts were higher. So we're talking about real on-the-street economics right up to the OPEC cartel. And by the way, it's a cartel that fixes prices. We don't need to have debates. They admit they fix prices. It's one of the most established facts out there. But they came out last week and said, OPEC does not fix prices. That's right. And Santa Claus isn't a big drunk elf in a red and white suit. And Bill Clinton isn't a pervert. So that's what it's all about. Carbon taxes, you can see the full push. Bankrupt Russia, bankrupt independent oil exploration in the United States. Shut down the coal industry, jack up prices there, and just shut this country and the rest of the world down so the globalists can then loan us money they made up out of thin air to buy our lives, to buy our sons, to buy our daughters for nothing. Because big, fat, disgusting, criminal, crony capitalists like Larry Summers at Harvard can sit there and laugh at you and me because the public's ignorant. Just like Gruber said, you're dumb, you're ignorant, and we're going to rape you. Well, you know what, folks? You put up with it. You deserve it. You like your kids' future being flushed down the toilet? By the way, they know we're waking up to them. They know there's a big call to remove Boehner as Speaker right now. They know by every metric, the number one problem in every major poll American states is the corrupt government and corporate interests running it. So what are they doing? They're trying to stir up race war with the Democratic Party out there everywhere with I Can't Breathe protest going into restaurants, harassing white people eating and harassing World War II vets at World War II events. I mean, this is just disgusting. And again, it's a double-edged sword. It gets a civil war started that's a distraction. It makes the police feel sorry for themselves and see the public as the enemy. And I'm going to get into that stack of news today. Major new study out showing cops shoot white people fatally. Statistically, per capita, many more times than blacks because they're not worried about the political correct repercussions. Police now just don't respond in many predominantly black neighborhoods in Chicago and other areas because they're scared of being shot. They've said this on record. The New York cops said, hey, we're not standing down because we're throwing a fit. They were in the news this weekend. We're scared. We're getting shot at all the time and nobody supports us. So, well, you know what? That's fine. Because cops' job is to respond after a crime's been committed, to investigate it, and then to bring the people to us, the jury. You work for us. Cops work for cops because they're citizens too. You know, those are your rights as well. You bring them to us and we'll decide their fate. But don't you dare, there's another part of that equation. Don't you dare, police, and most police don't in polls. That's why I say they're not the problem. I've seen 98% in police, National Police Association polls are for the right to keep and bear arms. So the other part of the equation is, yeah, cops, you actually don't have to go around and put your life in danger until it's your job to go grab people that have committed crimes and to bring them to the system, to the people. But you cannot bar us having a right to defend ourselves and having our own guns. Police are supposed to be officers of the court and the people and of the county or city or state, not an arm of the Democratic Party and the UN and the world government to go out and social engineer and arrest people for their kids doing chores or fireplaces or lemonade stands as a bunch of globalists minding us on the giant plantation or reservation. You think Indians were allowed to do anything on the reservation? No, they weren't. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Award-winning Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Joel Wallach will be speaking January 7th at Faith Tabernacle Church, 2025 4th Street, North Minneapolis, and January 8th, Shiloh Temple, 1201 West Broadway Avenue, North Minneapolis. For more information, call 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432. That's 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts, explored, shared, and passed down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using super oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. Tens of thousands of individuals have used Oxy Powder to cleanse their bodies and aid in their transformations. Even InfoWars Nightly News director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and then I took it for six more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm really wound up today because I had some time to cogitate this weekend and think about the state of the New World Order and how real it is, how scientific it is, how planned it is. And because the globalists have been so arrogant and have been building this thing in plain view, that's their weakness and also their strength. Because something put out in plain view that's built slowly, the sheeple tend to just kind of ignore as ivy grows on parts of it. It just becomes kind of a backdrop and we become comfortable with it. We only get upset when the mainstream media tells us to get upset. Oh, look, an evil parent beat their kid and they died, but meanwhile, 100 kids died from vaccines that week, and it comes out in local news, but nobody cares. There's an agenda behind it. They admit there's a brainwashing agenda against families, against freedom, against men, against morality, against sovereignty, against savings. There's an agenda by criminal, sick weirdos. So if I didn't make it clear, let me make it clear now. The oil prices being driven down are about bankrupting Russia's oil economy and bankrupting the U.S. oil economy that's independent, not controlled by OPEC, and that's even in The Economist magazine and CNBC. I didn't even need to read them and wait till they came out this weekend and admitted it. I know how the global economy works. I mean, it's clear. But it's also about lowering the price so they can say, hey, let us raise taxes. Now that you can afford it, it's for the earth. Now's the time when they lower the tax. Kind of like when the income tax came out, it was less than 1% for most people. It's not that today. Oh, we lowered the gas prices, which is an unofficial tax, kind of like Obamacare is. These cartels set up these corporate taxes to themselves. And so now we see Boehner, with all this political pressure on him, just repeal something out of Obamacare. Just the death panels. Just investigate Benghazi or Fast and Furious. Just don't let Obama shut down the power plants outside of law. And the Republican leadership has come out and said, we're not doing nothing on anything. And when pressure mounts, they'll follow the pattern. They will then come out and do some lip service and have a committee hearing about it. Kind of like they did about, oh, we found out in Phoenix that there's secret death panels where they deny care to troops who have operable cancers and other problems. And I said, folks, it's all over the country. And it came out, it was all over the country. And then, oh, it's an accident. Oh, and they turned it into an accident when it's an official secret death list. You have got skin cancer. You have got esophageal cancer. You have got a heart problem. You don't get the surgery. No matter how big the bureaucracy is that was built for you, we don't have the money. But it turns out they did have the money. They're just siphoning it all off to pay off the derivatives that aren't even ours we signed on to. So people like Bill Gates, who lives in 50,000 square feet houses, can lecture you on carbon and how you shouldn't have kids, even though he's got kids, and how you shouldn't have a car, but he's got a bunch of jet airplanes. These are monsters! Now I want to get into the royal family and the pedophile garbage, and then we're going to go to your phone calls. Then I'm going to get into television shows. Get ready for this. You're going to be watching television shows now, and your new light bulbs mandated by the government in your house are going to start, when a machine gun fires, they're going to flash. When a bomb goes off or the lights go out in a movie, the lights are going to go out in your house. And you don't worry. You can go in the TV and turn it off. Of course, they can always turn it on. It's a house-controlling kill switch. A big, giant, square, gray eye that's always watching. And it's the center of your life. You don't have real friends. I don't have real friends. We have our friends on ESPN. We have our friends on Game of Thrones. We have our friends. We're playing video games, and the Xbox is watching us connect through the walls. They're up to 9 walls. It's just freedom. What kind of people would come up with something like this? Let me see here. And again, remember how long ago we told you with the patents, with the documents, how this was all coming, and in the last 6-7 years, how it was already in place, and then Janet Jackson's breast popped out, and the Chicago Tribune did something it wasn't supposed to do. TiVo put out an announcement saying we had millions of rewinds and replays, a record on our TiVo system, during the seconds after to see Janet Jackson's breast pop out. That's why you should have TiVo, then a popular DVR, still a popular DVR. And the Chicago Tribune called him and said, how do you know that? And he went, oh, it's two-way. We track everything you watch and put it in an algorithm. And see, now there's cameras and audio, and they're watching and listening, and Samsung came out. Again, I'm repeating that because you're not in Kansas anymore. I'm not in Kansas anymore. We should all be upset about this. If giant alien spacecraft landed in every town and city, and had big electrical tentacles that grew out and ran into every house and went into every light bulb, every washing machine, every device, your iPhones, your smart TVs, your smart meter. That's just the government's monitoring hub. That is the tentacle. It's the equivalent of a spaceship landing, putting a tentacle on your house. And then it dials into everything. That's what this is. It's just not aliens. It's globalists. It's our own species doing this, saying we're animals, and they're this ascendant super being. And they're about to merge with machines. And you're like, oh, that's crazy. Brother, they're doing it. I don't know what the end thing will be, but they, so far they're following a plan, and it's working. So imagine, spaceships land. See, this shocks you because you're designed when an outsider attacks to have battle readiness and be threatened. So image giant spaceships landing, their doors open, and tentacles all come out, or pods all come out. Let's say it's wireless, but tentacles are scarier because we're designed, you know, for tentacles and teeth and things attacking us. So let's go with that allegory. All streaming out, hooking into your house, hooking everything, your Google glasses, and now taking control of them and watching everything you're doing to study you for the next wave that's coming in at 100 light years an hour, space warping in 1,000 attack ships. They already sent their probes and got them down on the surface, hooked into everything, watching everything we're doing. They got control of government. They're poisoning the water, the food, taking over the churches, the institutions. They've already got their advanced operatives in cloned body suits. They're biomechanical aliens in the positions of power everywhere now. And they're surveilling, trying to buy off whoever they can using psych warfare and cultural systems. And then warping in 5-10 years away. We don't have exact analysis on when they're going to land is the main attack fleet with all the intel on us, ready to shut everything we've got off and totally control us when they get here. The aliens will control Skynet. They already control it when their main force gets here with the ground troops. And the ground troops folks are going to be robots. Now, you remove aliens from 1,000 light years away, 10,000 light years away, what you just heard is the plan. Now, folks, you try relaxing when you know that information and you're sure about it. And the globalists have all written books basically describing it. They don't put the cherry on top. And they say they're going to kill everybody. They're going to get rid of us. The machines will replace us. We'll be obsolete. They're going to live forever. But they don't say, oh, by the way, this total grid's going to enslave you. I mean, they actually do say that, but in pieces. Now, would you fight if you knew aliens had done this? I don't know. A lot of men would just say, eh, my kids are dead anyways. I'm going to watch SportsCenter. When do you say those aliens are going to kill us? And I'm like, well, they already put stuff in your food and water, actuaried out to kill you right after the time you're done working. But that was an old actuary, not to pay you out. Just like the vets they don't give health care to even though they're 25 years old. They make private charities do that now. It's actuaried out that you won't be needed within about 10 years as soon as the robots replace you. But the robots are only a cleanup crew to get rid of this civilization that's seen as wasteful and destructive. The decision's been made to overwrite humanity. And the average man will just look at you and say, hey, SportsCenter, babe. They'd pull out a .45 and just blast their family and then more SportsCenter. I love you. It's so cute. So cute. Now, let's get to these aliens. They're called psychopaths. They're called a criminally insane psychopaths. There's a lot of psychopaths out there that are really just sociopaths. They don't like tying kids down and torturing them for a month, using them up, as they call it. But there is a minority of psychopaths that enjoy hurting innocents. And the worst of them like hurting women and children. And that's their taste. And you don't get into the club unless you like hurting small children. And we all know that throughout history. Don't get near the castle at night. Monsters will grab you. Every culture said, don't get near the castle at night. Monsters will get you. No, self-entitled, above-the-law people who've had every decadence you can imagine will see your 5-year-old walking by the stream at dusk and knock them on the head and take them back like a cat plays with a mouse. Now, Transfer that to the future where our ancestors developed the technologies, the computers, the systems that we believe were defending us from the Russians and things, now to be used against us. Are we smart enough? Do we have the will to break out of the trance and do something about the master plan? Then I'm going to David, Regina, Richard, Rachel, Amy, and others. Now let me show you the cat that plays with the mouse. Let's go over the mainstream news here. You've all heard this here before. This will be old news to you, but now it's mainstream news. Bill Clinton identified in a lawsuit against the former friend and pedophile Jeffrey Epstein, who had regular orgies at his Caribbean compound that the former president visited multiple times. The former president was friends with Jeffrey Epstein, a financier who was arrested in 2008 for soliciting underage prostitutes. A new lawsuit has revealed how Clinton took multiple trips to Epstein's private island where he kept young women as sex slaves. Clinton was also apparently friends with a woman who collected naked pictures of underage girls for Epstein to choose from. He hasn't cut ties with the woman, however, and invited her to Chelsea's wedding. Comes as friends now fear that Hillary Clinton runs in 2016, all of their family's old scandals will be brought to the forefront. You think George Clooney and Matt Damon care? Epstein has also a host of famous friends, including Prince Andrew, who stayed at his New York mansion after his arrest. And that's now in the lawsuit. Prince Andrew may have been secretly filmed with underage girls he is alleged to have abused. They've now declared national security and say it's inadmissible in England. Billionaire sex offender phone book contained email addresses, 1221 phone numbers for Bill Clinton. This is in today's news as well. January 6th. This is just today's news. Former HHS official sentenced 25 years in prison for child pornography. Oh, look, Seattle Post-Intelligencer. Police, Bill Gates' estate staff member traded child porn by Gmail. Oh, look at Bill Gates, one of his giant... I think this house is smaller. I think this was only 40,000 square feet. I bet that's got a carbon footprint. Hmm? Former HH official, though, is sentenced 25 years. So that's just some of the news. Meanwhile, the royal family, the royalty, royal family defends Prince Andrew amid sex abuse allegations. British royal family emphatically defends Prince against the sex claims. That's out of ABC News 11. Andrew's a great man, the best in the world, Fergie says. Marrying the Duke was the finest moment in her life, but she doesn't mention abuser helped pay off her debts. That's right, she was getting a little cash from the princey's friend. So I'm not going to go through the rest of these. It's just that's what's going on. That's what's happening. That's what's unfolding. And I'm a libertarian. You know, if these rich guys want to have 15 mistresses or the head of Google, Schmidt, you know, is into like 35-year-old women. That sounds, you know, alpha male healthy. I'm not saying it's a good thing overall, but if that's what he wants to do, that's his issue. When you start targeting children, you need to be put in a dark cell for the rest of your life. And if you get caught hurting the children, you need to be executed. The problem is the system's basically pretty much run by these people, but occasionally folks in the system are able to try to stop them. And there are a lot of good people in the system who aren't aware of how bad it is, but are becoming aware of it, and that threatens the power structure. Because as InfoWars decompartmentalizes the world, and I don't just mean my InfoWar, but the InfoWar, you the people, out ferreting, researching, double-checking... Adon Salazar, over the weekend, in fact, you guys print me the article, I forget the exact headline, it was an amazing story, did this article out of mainstream Pakistani newspapers showing street protest against children killed by terrorists, and it's photos of people that are believed to be actors from Sandy Hook that have been identified. And even in the Aurora shooting, I didn't believe it when this first happened 3 or 4 years ago. I went and looked it up. It turned out the people there really were actors, the witnesses they had on TV, and later bragged about it. I mean, I'm living in the Twilight Zone. I don't know how deep this goes, folks. I can't handle it anymore, okay? I mean, just you figure it out. Mystery. Sandy Hook victim dies again in Pakistan. And I went to the newspaper. It's real photos from the big agency over there. And they are holding up photos of the Sandy Hook kid. I mean, this is getting crazy. I mean, who knows if the terrorists even killed people? I mean, this is just entering into, because the system has just decided to lie to everybody. They've legalized the CIA engaging. This, it happened last year. Lying to the American people. That was legalized last year. I'm going to go to break, come back, and go to David, Regina, Richard, Last Chance, Amy, and others. I'll go through about 20 phone calls to the bottom of the next hour, and then I will get into all of the other news. Before we go to break, I want to thank some of the new affiliates we've got in the last month. WSMN, 1590 AM, New Hampshire, Nassau's News and Talk. Am I pronouncing that right? Nashuas. WSMN, 1590 AM. KAHI, 950 AM. Auburn, California, the voice of the foothills. WMOX, 1010 AM. In Massachusetts, Meridian's News Talk, 1010, WMOX, WTLS, 1300 AM, Tallahassee, Alabama, WELD, 690 AM, Fisher, West Virginia, WCGO, 1590 AM, Chicago, Illinois. We got two affiliates in Chicago. WKDB, 96.7 FM, in Washington, in Forks. KZLS, 1640 AM, Eend, Oklahoma, The Eagle, that's in Oklahoma City. I don't have time to get to all these. I'll get to more in the next hour. Stay with us.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is a serious topic for all men. Every single man listening may have a prostate problem if he lives long enough. That's right. All of us men may suffer from a prostate problem, like urinating more often, waking at night to urinate, or problems with intimacy. That's why every man needs to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-964-7470. Prostate problems may not be an issue of if, they can be an issue of when. Super Beta Prostate's ingredient is clinically shown to reduce urges to urinate, reduce waking at night to go, and help improve intimacy. Call for your free bottle. Just call 1-800-964-7470. That's 1-800-964-7470. Call 1-800-964-7470.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Weight today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
bonds. Don't want no shackles on me.
Alex Jones here, back live. If you don't want shackles on you and your family, you need to support independent media that tells the truth. Tonight, the tip of the spear is InfoWars.com. Support the sponsors there. Support local AM&FM affiliates. Become a sponsor. Support their sponsors. Spread the word about the broadcast in whatever medium you listen, and on other mediums as well. Word of mouth is still king in this world. In fact, more and more people don't believe the establishment because they know it's lying. And also visit InfoWarsStore.com. You can get 10% off all the water filtration systems and get free shipping in the month of January. Now is the time to make the resolution to start purifying your water. InfoWarsStore.com. And we have 48% off on some of the highest quality nutraceuticals at InfoWarsLife.com in the New Year's resolution pack, 48% off. That's running for just about another week and a half. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Enough of me. We're going to go to David, Regina, Richard, Last Chance, Amy, and others now. Specifically on all the topics I've thrown out. There's more coming up in the next hour. I'm going to get into these light bulbs interfacing with your computer devices now. Now it's Entertainment Weekly. It's going public. I'm allowed to talk about it now and still be called a kook for being so accurate and so trailblazing and so on target. And then we'll get into Boehner. The House vote's going right now. Could Boehner face a second ballot? They need 29 to block him. They've got 24 to block him right now. They're not done voting yet. We're watching all that right now. The embattled Speaker of Obama, John Boehner Obama. Or what's somebody calling Bill Clinton Obama? Or I started calling him Vice President Boehner. Okay, let's go ahead and go to David, get the calls kicked off. We'll accelerate through them in the next hour. In Iowa, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, sir. How about yourself?
I'm all right, kind of wound up. A few days, not a few days off, but a few days off the mic.
Yeah, I can see that you're finally able to have the show that you wanted to have for 20 years. You can finally tell everybody because now we've caught up. all the technology we were talking about before. Now it's actually mainstream and people actually believe you now because the police state is out there. What I wanted to talk about was basically how those light bulbs, those TVs interacting with each other, they're just getting us prepared to jack into the matrix. People, in 2015, we're either going to be free and independent or it's going to be collective slavery. David Knight yesterday was talking about how during one of the NFL games, a guy put out a tweet about how he was going to rush the field and then they caught him with the security because of the police state. And I think this is crazy because that tweet got retweeted over and over and over and over again. And then he was the only one that got caught and nobody else bum rushed the field. In 2015, we're going to have to bum rush the field because we're all going to have to become our own leaders. Now, destiny is decision. Decision is destiny. If we make the decision that we create our own realities and we tap into who we are spiritually, there's nothing that we can't do. Blacks, Hispanics, Trendies, they're the new proletariat that they're using with the Cloward and Piven, like you guys have been saying for so many years, to try to overthrow everything and topple the system that's being created. But who's the matrix for? Who's the technology going to be for? Who are the mega cities like Jakarta and Mumbai and the computer-driven cars? Who's that going to be for? That's going to be for the people left over who are moving into those cities, not the people who are going to be creating the people's revolution like they think.
That's right. The elites are moving to the middle of deserts with no one around for thousands of miles on purpose and in their own words preparing. Peter Thiel and others, quote, want to live forever and are already building fleets of ships to survive the collapse that they've been helping organize. I mean, we're living in a Buck Rogers science fiction movie fighting Buck Rogers, James Bond type villains. I mean, Dr. Evil has got nothing on these people. Great call, David. Amy and others, your calls are 70 seconds away, third hour. Tell friends and family,
tune
in.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information they're compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.